This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Gary's with us. Gary is in Kansas City. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Team Ramsey. Honor to speak with you.
You too.
I wanted to just go over what's in my life and my brother's lives, a little bit of a complex question we need answered regarding my mom, who died a couple of months ago, and some of the fallout from that. Oh, thanks.
What happened? What did she pass away from?
I think officially it was COVID. However, there was more to it. She had a lot on her mind. She was dealing with my dad, who had dementia. She was lived a life of service and entertaining for us, and just provided a life that she was a very joyful person, and a lot of friends, a lot of great relationships she established, and we were just blessed for her. A couple of weeks ago, you mentioned what we inherit from our parents, you know, a big cash nest egg and all. Maybe that's not so good, but instead is better a work ethic. And I think we got that from my parents. God bless them, you know.
Amen.
Anyway, we miss them, miss her fiercely. And so it's sad. Part of it's so that's joy, but there's a sad part that we're trying to work through. She was scammed the last 2 years of her life pretty, and she bought into it pretty deeply. And we were sort of tracking it, but not real, not as close as we should have, as I'm remote from her. I have some Mega Million scam or something, got into her head, and, she was very, concerned about, you know, providing some kind of, inheritance for her, for us.
Is your dad still alive?
He is, and yes, he's with us, and my middle brother is really stepped up, and he's doing dad, basically taking the place of what my mom was doing.
So did she lose all of their assets?
In a word, yes.
Okay.
She sold a house about a year and a half ago, all the proceeds spent.
And there's nothing left but debt.
The debt is like kind of small, but it's so where we're going with this question is the ethics of it. So she had in this scam, the scammers had convinced her to buy 3 iPhone 12s and they would reimburse her and all this. And it was somehow how she was going to pay the taxes as well. That's where a lot of the money apparently went. So she bought these 3 iPhone 12s. They're $1,000 a piece. And, a big cell company or a big one of the big ones now has this bill out. She wasn't getting the installments of funding that were said to be coming from the scammers.
Of course.
So at the point where she bought these phones and then of course shipped them off all at her expense with the cell phone provider companies or whatever. They got two free phones. She kept one of them, and now she wasn't going to pay the financing, you know, your finance these things. And then she was, I guess, going to, so she didn't pay the $3,000 off. We still have this $3,000 bill. Uh-huh. And there's nothing to be redeemed as far as her credit, because her credit's shot. She had a great credit. She did great things
that
with her money
matter.
Through her life.
When you pass away, Gary, what you own stands good for what you owe. And so she has a $3,000 debt. Did she own your dad and her own anything?
He's got a car. There's little penny any stuff that is around a car. Mm-hmm. There was some hard assets that were able to liquidate in an event that wasn't even to be done, but we weren't really interested. They come after her estate. I guess
yes.
That's all they can do.
They can come after her estate. And if you guys sold an antique dresser for $10,000 and kept that money instead of paying this bill, then they would have recourse against you guys.
Okay. So, yeah, she saddled us with this, it sounds like.
Yeah, what you own stands good for what you owe when you pass away. But your kids do not inherit debt, but your kids will not get an inheritance until the debt is paid out of the things that they owned, your mom and dad owned.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your dad living?
He's in a memory care facility.
Okay. All right.
So he's got a pension.
Is there a checking account with $3,000 in it?
Yes, there's that. Yeah. We've got a little bit of... My brothers and I are all...
If this is the only debt that there is, you're going to have to pay that debt in order to clear the rest of the assets, even though they're penny ante.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ethics, it's the law.
Yeah, okay.
And they're probably for $3,000 not going to chase you guys down and, you know, put you in a headlock and try to get the $3,000 out of you as a practical matter. But that's technically the way this works, and so morally the way this works.
Understood.
Yeah, you're gonna have the unhappy experience of completing the scam.
Right. Goodness. Okay. And how prevalent is this? Is this a
very prevalent?
Do I need to get, as I retire from my military career, should I go into detective work and cyber and regarding trying to protect elders from their finances?
The only problem is the people that would be paying you are broke because they've been scammed. But yeah, it's pretty prevalent. That's a pretty standard, the iPhone scam, you know, that whole thing, that's fairly normal. We hear it, sadly, more often than we should. And, it's pretty prevalent. But I don't know whether you can make an income doing it or not. That's a whole nother discussion. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.